Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Thank you for coming back to my channel. Well, the joyous tidings are in that His Royal Highness Prince George of the United Kingdom has been accepted by Eton. He passes common entrance. So that's it. He's been at Lambrook Prep School. Isn't that his Lambrook Halery these days? I've been a mixed school for quite a few years. It was all boys in the 90s. So we're going up to Eton in September. Though they have not revealed which house we'll be going into, therefore which house last will be his. Housemaster is two words at Eton. It's a compound word in the rest of the Anglosphere. Just like headmaster is two separate words at Eton, but nowhere else in the world. So is Eton just getting it wrong? So what's it like? Well, and of course, His Royal Highness, the Prince of Wales, William, he went to Eton 1995 to 2000. And his younger brother, Harry, he was there 98 to 2003. So they're the first generation of royalty to go there. And they're not the first generation of royalty to go to school because the king, he went to Gordonson and so on. Previously, royalty didn't go to school. They had governors and governesses. And now, I mean, one of the king's cousins, the Duke of Kent, he was at Eton in the 1950s. All right. So is there any school at which someone like that could feel not too out of it? Because, well, there are other royalty there. I don't think there are any other royals there from any other country at the moment. But, for instance, well, the Rama, the 7th of Thailand, he was there. Admittedly, we're talking about 1900. King Leopold III of the Belgium the Belgians in the First World War. I don't know any more recent royalty. Oh yeah, Prince Nirajan of Nepal, Prince Dipendra of Nepal. The elder brother Dipendra shot dead Nirajan and the whole family in June 2001. King Birendra of Nepal was there in the 60s. So is that it? Yeah, maybe. Well, I mean, some of these non-reigning monarchs from India, like the Maharaja of Jodhpur. Okay, so so he'll be happy there, I suppose. I don't know. Is the right school for him? I think one of the best things about it was the cultural enrichment. Loads of concerts, loads of theatres. There's almost a professional standard theatre, the Farrah Theatre, and a few other sort of smaller performance spaces. An outstanding orchestra, you know, brilliant choir, College Chapel Choir, Lower Chapel Choir, which isn't quite so good, you know, second band, and all the things like jazz band or people doing rock and roll music. So it's got, that's marvellous, and a very well-equipped art department. Huge playing fields, because in the about the 1890s, old Etonians found out that Slough, the town, was planning to expand to the south, and Eton said, not on your Nelly. They purchased Agar's Plough and Dutchman's Farm and turned that into playing fields. So the stretch of the Thames, the only school in the world to have its own Olympic venue. The rowing lake dug in the 90s, so an artificial rowing lake. So it doesn't have to be too deep, so long as, you know, it's got enough draft for the boat. And so rowing along there, and lots of, like, whatever, tennis courts, five courts, squash courts, indoor pool, outdoor pool, the gym being extensively reworked. So, yeah, people get there for 5 years, boys only, age 13 to 18, and have some excellent teachers. But they're more into pedagogy than they were before because, you know, in the 90s, like, 9 out of 10 of them had been to Oxford or Cambridge. But although those universities weren't as difficult to get into, some of these guys have gone there in the 50s. Well, not heavily oversubscribed in those days, and not that difficult to get a fourth class degree. I don't think they had fourths. The strong emphasis on employing people who had firsts or people who had postgraduate master's degrees, not your Oxford MA CANTAB, or indeed doctorates. But some of them, in a sense, were overqualified, should have been academics. And just because someone's an outstanding student doesn't mean he's an outstanding teacher, might be doing it too high a level. My math teacher angry at me because I wasn't good at maths. He couldn't understand why I couldn't understand. Sorry, you know, teaching the clever ones, the hardworking ones, anybody can do that. They don't need to be taught to teach themselves. Teach the dim ones, teach the demotivated ones. That's the test of a brilliant teacher. So, yeah, there'll be good things about it, definitely. But, you know, mixing with a very narrow stratum of society, small financial excuse for than ever, is very difficult to get into. There's two sets of tests, age 11, two more sets of tests, age 13. And then get in, but Eton tries to weed people out beforehand if they're not going to make it. 250 places a year, they only want to make 250 offers. It's rare for people to fail at the last hurdle. Eton wants to know, and he wants to know the person's committed. There's one boy and he was unhappy, left after 10 days. Eton doesn't want that because they missed out on 5 years of fees, and plus they had to say notice to him, so he noticed somebody else in order to take him. So, okay, well, his family won't be too far away in Windsor Castle. So I wonder where Princess Charlotte's going. She's the next one down. And Prince Louis, the little one, right? Because remember, they changed the line of succession in 2013 throughout the Commonwealth realms. It's the eldest child regardless of sex. Now, as it happens, George is the eldest. But if he were to die without children, that would be sister Charlotte would be the monarch, not his younger brother Louis. Previously, boys took precedence over girls, elder took precedence over younger, but the male over female prioritization, that was more important than the birth order. And of course, they must be born in wedlock. Isn't that discriminatory? Especially in a country where 51% of children are born to unmarried parents. Okay, so he'll be going there the first week of September. It's going to begin. Not really surprising result. Prince Harry was let in. He shouldn't have been. We got dreadful GCSEs. He got like two A levels, like a C and an E or something. One that was art, and partly just because his art teacher cheated for him. She secretly recorded him without his knowledge. And when she went to some employment tribunal, played it, that wasn't actually strictly pertinent to the case. So he should have been disqualified from all his A-level results because of cheating, and surprisingly got into Sandhurst Royal Military Academy. So you see them breaking the rules for royalty. Should they not do it for other very wealthy people? Because even you had to begin an F block, that's at the age of 13, and very occasionally we let people begin at C block, as in sixth under the last 2 years. But, you know, for Prince Nirajan of Nepal, they let him begin in D block, just do last 3 years. How is he allowed to get away with that? So I suppose different rules for different people. Okay, so of course they're frothing with rage, the leftards. So, you know, he could go to the local comprehensive. I wonder how he'd get on there. He wouldn't have a hard time for being posh or something. So there, people are taking the pressure off the state system by actually paying extra, paying for what's already paid for. They paid for that, it's good, it's through taxation. Now they're paying for it again through fees and so on. So obviously don't resent them. I think public schools, it's wonderful they exist, and those are no grudge against those who go there. I don't think any discrimination should be made against them. You know, children who go to state school shouldn't get preferential treatment just because their parents didn't have so much more money. But, you know, the cultural enrichment may even actually be distraction from people's academic work, and they might actually get poor results before it. It's not quantifiable. It's not measurable. You can't show up in data what one gains from going to a concert, watching a play and so forth. This cultural capital. All right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, PayPal, georgecallan790@gmail.com. Toodaloo.